The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener on 702. Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
So we are starting with that topic that everybody in the country seems to have been speaking about over the past 24 hours. Did you watch the press conference yesterday? Was it the right thing for that press conference to be broadcast? Is Tokyo Sekgwale a newsmaker? I certainly would argue that he is, not just because he's wealthy, but because he was an ANC veteran. He's a former premier. We are interested in what he has to say. And Tokyo Sekgwale is sticking to that story that billions of rand sent via the so-called White Spiritual Boy Fund were stolen and a major crime has been committed. So a few days he's been talking about this, saying that the Reserve Bank had been scammed. He's been saying that the money was real. He says an international banking system deposited a huge sum of money with the Reserve Bank, and this fund was geared at paying for free education and bullet trains and other major projects. So he explained all of this. He stood firm, saying the money was legitimate. Also that he was blue-ticked by the finance minister and the Reserve Bank governor and the president. So was this a scam? Does it look like a scam? Does it walk like a scam? It quacks like a scam. It must have been a scam. So a couple of journalists have been digging around and looking at this one. And an interesting article today in the Business Insider entitled Tokyo Sekgwale, Java's Last Emperor and the Modest Singapore Man Managing Trillions. Philip De Wet, the associate editor at Business Insider, writing that one. Philip, welcome to the Midday Report today. Thank you for your time. So everyone's been digging around trying to work out who is the Singaporean citizen, Shark Leong Bui, who Sekgwale says is the chairman, the trustee, the proxy who controls the money. What have you found?
Well, it was interesting yesterday to finally have Tokyo Sekgwale indicate that this is the single individual that he's been dealing with. So there's one point of contact, and that's Shark Leong Bui. We have not been able to reach Mr. Bui, who does exist, who is a citizen of Singapore and is a business person who has been active there for a long, long time now. But we have managed to, through company records, kind of get a sense of him as well as anyone ever can. And the sense that we get is this is kind of a guy who has been in a couple of lines of business. He's been in retail. He's been in capital. He's set up many companies, none of which have made major waves. And he lives quite a modest life out of a relatively small apartment in a not vastly fashionable part of Singapore. Now, none of this is perhaps surprising or unusual. That's, you know, this is a middle-class man living a middle-class existence, except that by Tokyo Sekgwale is telling, this is a man who is managing literally trillions of dollars that is going to change the face of the planet. And we kind of expect that, you know, to have a certain infrastructure associated with it. We expect, you know, teams of people to be involved, not really one guy running it out of his apartment block.
So he is the person who seems to be writing the letters. He appoints the agents. He's the guy who's been communicating with Sekgwale, but he's not the guy who actually owns the money, right? The money's not his.
No, Tokyo Sekgwale has consistently not been willing to name the man behind the money. He's referred to sometimes as a family. Yesterday, he referred to the singular individual, a man, and he's flatly refused to name this person. Or he kind of waves away questions about the origin of this vast, unbelievable wealth as if it's not particularly important.
So now you've picked up a Twitter account and some tweets that seem to give us more of an indication of who this boy, the Singaporean, is. And what is the connection here with the last emperor of the Javanese kingdom?
This is where it takes a truly bizarre turn.
This is like proper, like the next realm kind of stuff here.
It's one thing when you say that the South African Reserve Bank is sitting on an amount of gold equal to all the gold jewelry in the world, you know, and trillions of dollars, which can't possibly exist. But the last Javanese emperor is where it gets weird. We've been ignoring this until now because the links were not there. Basically, in this white spiritual boy matter, the name of Samson Umuri has previously been mentioned. Samson Umuri is not a person you're going to find anywhere except in the name of a couple of foundations, one in Nevada, one in South Africa, and also in some letters that have been written to the Reserve Bank by other claimants around this white spiritual boy. Now, thanks to those letters and thanks to an account number that was tweeted by a Twitter account by that name, we now know that there's a link between the two. So a person who claimed in 2015 to be Samson Umuri used numbers that have also featured in 2018 in this claim against the South African Reserve Bank. What we know from that of Samson Umuri is that he claims to be the last emperor of Java, that he claims to be the man who is fabulously wealthy and is the benefactor of mankind, and that he seems to be this shadowy person that is ultimately providing the money that Tokyo Sekhwale is talking about.
Okay, and then just lastly, Philip, what do we know about Godwin Webb, who has been identified by Sekhwale as his joint mandate holder?
Not a great deal. We've not managed to speak to Mr. Webb. Mr. Webb was not available for the press conference yesterday. Tokyo Sekhwale tells us that at the last minute he was called away on medical grounds. We know that he exists. We know that he has registered companies in South Africa alongside Shak Yong Bui, and that they have a history together on company records at least. He's not been available to talk to us yet, and that's about all that we know about him.
Well, Philip, thank you so much, because I think that this definitely casts some light on some of the unanswered questions. And this this article, well worth reading if you're interested in this whole thing and trying to make sense of it. So, Philip, thank you.